Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about Cyrano Theater Company's production of the Obie-winning musical Title of Show.
And here to talk about it is Shelley Wozniak and Scotty Heverling.
Welcome to the show, Scotty and Shelley.
Thank you very much.
So, Shelley, tell us a little bit about the show. The title of show is an odd title for a show.
And right.
It has a really interesting history of how the show was created. So why don't we start off by talking about the beginnings of this wonderful musical.
Well, Title of Show is a musical about two guys writing a musical about two guys writing a musical. So it's a quote-unquote meta-musical, but that sounds kind of pretentious, so I don't like to say that out loud, although I guess I just did. No, Title of Show is about these two main characters who are actually real people, Hunter Bell and Jeff Bowen. And they, when the New York Musical Theater Festival first started in 2004, they decided to enter. They wrote a musical about their process of writing the musical, and the title of show is the title of show because they couldn't think of the title of show.
Right, and the graphic for the title of the show was written in brackets to sort of indicate that it was
A work in progress.
Yeah. So that was the title on their script.
Exactly. Right, exactly. Yeah. And we have four amazing actors, Anchorage actors in it. We have, of course, Scotty, who is here, who plays Hunter Bell, and he's hilarious. We have Lamont Alexander Pierce, or Alex Pierce, as most people know him, and he plays Jeff Bowen. We have Regina Catherine McDonald plays Heidi, and Tiffany Chansey, who came out of the woodwork at the rehearsals, or not the rehearsals, at the auditions. And she is seriously the most hilarious actress I have ever seen on stage at Anchorage. I was like, who are you? Where did you come from? And why are you so funny? She is, like, I was crying the other day at rehearsal because she's so funny. She's so, her character is so weird. I love it.
That's wonderful. Where did she come from?
Las Vegas, where all the weird people come from.
And Scotty, tell us about your. You're playing a real person in this show.
Yeah, I'm playing Hunter Bell, and he is the writer. Jeff Bowen is the composer lyricist. So Hunter wrote the book, and he's kind of this sassy diva, like gay man. He's very over the top, and he's really ambitious. He really wants to get this show to Broadway, and you kind of see that arc throughout the show.
And I think one of the things that's the coolest thing about this show is that if you love musical theater, there's trapdoors in the production that you're going to fall through. But really, anybody can relate to it because the storyline is true. You know, you have an idea, you have a group of friends, and then what happens to that group of friends on the journey? It's like Lord of the Rings in musical theater terms. So, but with four people and there's no elves in the production that we know of at this point.
At this point.
Well, the process is really weird because the four actors have to rely on themselves so much. The script is written with a lot of room in it for acting. So what these guys are coming up with and the fun that they're having with it and with each other is really, it's pretty cool to watch. They spend a lot of time together, apparently singing karaoke at different bars around town when they're done with rehearsal. We have video of
that. Some cast bonding. We do have video of that.
So this play is a play about a play being written by the people who are writing it. And you mentioned there are trapdoors. Now, for our audience who doesn't know that phrase, trapdoors, that just means that there are some insights in jokes, you would say, to musical theater?
Right. But as a director, you want to make sure that it's accessible. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have these little inside jokes, but if you didn't get it, you wouldn't miss anything. But if you do love musical theater, you're going to recognize some other musicals being little tributes here and there.
You know, the show's been compared to some other great musicals about the theater, such as Chorus Line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Do you see any similarities between this show and that show? Not necessarily in the story content, but just in how it's presented to the audience. Are you engaging the audience as that show did? Scotty, maybe you can take that answer.
I think it's similar to Chorus Line in a way because it's about the process. A Chorus Line is more about the audition process, whereas this is about the construction of a show. And so for me, it's really fascinating because you get to kind of see like the inside scoop about how weird and interesting it is to write a show and how you how much it transforms and evolves through the process of going from its first stage, from an idea, into becoming this big Broadway production.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Shelley Wozniak and Scotty Heverling, talking about a show about to open at Cyrano's called Title of Show.
And Scotty, why don't you continue on a bit more about that topic of the audience is watching the play created as the play mm-hmm. is being performed. So how much of you, Shelley, you mentioned that there's some creativity in the mm-hmm. process with the actors. I guess the question I have is, plays, theater is live. So
right.
do you mm-hmm. find yourself more in the creative process when you're working as an actor by portraying actors who are creating this? This is getting metaphysical.
No, right, for metaphors. Sure. It's like layers.
But do you find yourself in the sense of creation, more creativity in a play like this than you would say in a play that's been done 1,000 times, say like Oklahoma or something like that?
I would have to say yes. I mean, Shelley's always pushing for like this sort of organic feeling where you always want to feel like it's something new. You know, you're always rediscovering the lines and rediscovering these characters every time you go on. And I think that's really important when you're playing a character who's playing a character in a play that they're writing, you know. And so you really have to be very conscious of, like, keeping it fresh and keeping it new. And I think that's really difficult, but it's also very exciting and very fun and different from any other show I've ever done, I think.
And I just am really excited that you listened to me during rehearsals.
You know, sometimes, I don't know.
Well, we have kind of some fun with that idea, too, from a production aspect, where yeah. we, there's times that the actors definitely step out of the show and comment on being in the show as actors, being in a show about actors writing a show about actors writing a show. So it gets very fun.
Do you have two mirrors facing each other during the show?
That's right. When you come in, just, you know, just be prepared to go down this strange kind of Alice in Wonderland-esque journey.
It's a lot of fun, though. It's a lot of fun. And they poke fun at themselves, and they poke fun at theater and musical theater and a lot of these different Broadway personas. So I think it's very accessible.
Who else is in the show?
Regina Catherine McDonald, Tiffany Chansey, Kristen Vertoller did a lot of the choreography, and she kept coming back to me and saying, "Can I do another song? Can I do another song?" Because it was, I said, "Okay, well, I need these 4 songs done because they're kind of the big ones, and I'll just block the rest of the songs because it's a 4-person musical in a very tiny space. You can do only so much." And Kristen does this enormously awesome choreography. So she kept coming back to me saying, can I just, is it cool if we do one more? Because that was like so fun to do and these guys are so great. So yeah, it's really cool. And Bridget Sullivan is music directing, and this is her debut music direction, and these guys mm-hmm. sound fantastic. So
she's wonderful.
I'm really, really happy with being able to work with her too on the production side of things. So
now I know in the original musical, the music, the pianist was sort of part of the show, sort of on the
Larry,
side.
Yes.
Larry, is that how you're using Bridget in the show?
No, Bridget's the music director, but Dustin Lima plays Larry, and he is this amazing pianist just in Anchorage anyway, but he's also hilarious.
He's hysterical.
He is hysterical. And I don't want to give too much away about Dustin and his role in the show because I want it to be a surprise. But if you're listening right out there now in Radio Land, I don't feel like if you don't understand musical theater, you can't come and enjoy this show. The themes of the show really are about the relationships between friends and how those relationships are either grown or challenged by outside forces. But it's also hilarious. So if you like movies like Saturday Night Live, not the movie, but the TV show Saturday Night Live, and then
comedy sketches,
or those type of things, or if you enjoy movies like with Kristen Wiig and that lady who does
Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, yeah. Yes.
I like this like game of charades we're playing with the microphones.
Audio charades.
Do you like how I was just snapping and pointing at you? I promise to never do that again. Well, except for tonight when we have rehearsal.
Except for during rehearsal, you know.
I'm just waiting for somebody to slap me. You two are having so much fun
on the show. I'm really anxious to look forward to the show.
The show is a musical, as we've mentioned several times, and it's hard to talk about music, you know, when you're just talking about it. But can you give us a sense of the sort of the style of the music in the show? Is that possible in this? Scotty, maybe you can do that?
I kind of consider the music... the way it's composed, it's very classical. Classical musical theater for me, the way it's composed, the way the harmonies are, and they're very close. But at the same time, it's very contemporary in the lyrics and in that style. So I'm trying to think of a musical reference.
It's a mashup.
Yeah, it's a mashup.
Like on Glee.
It's kind of like old meets the new, which is something that I think makes it even more accessible to people.
Well, I'm sorry to say that we're about to run out of time. This has been a very quick show. I've enjoyed it very much myself. I want to thank you both for coming, Shelley Wozniak and Scotty Heverling, to talk about
Title of Show being produced at Serena's Theater Company. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Anchorage Community Theater is offering a monologue workshop taught by Bob LaCrone. It's a 4-week workshop with between 5 to 15 participants on Sundays, June 30th to July 21st at 5:30 p.m. To register, email Anna Kate or call ACT at 344-4713.
The Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River presents This Is Where We Came In by Alan Ackbourn. The show runs Fridays and Saturdays, July 5th through July the 20th at 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday matinees. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Dalkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road, continuing until August 26th. A comical improv look at everyday life in small-town Alaska. Performances are Sunday at 3:30 and 6, and Mondays at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
The Alaska Theater of Youth is offering a number of performances tonight and tomorrow at the UAA Fine Arts Building on Alumni Drive on the campus of UAA. The shows include 7 Voyages of Sinbad the Sailor, 12 Dancing Princesses, The Velveteen Rabbit, and 2 musicals, Rock Around the Block and The Pinocchio Show, which I am the proud director of, in full disclosure. For tickets and information, go to alaskatheaterofyouth.org or call 338-4901.
At Cyrano's, opening July 4th and running to August 4th, is Title of Show. Opening night is a gala to support the Yukon Koyukuk Elder Assisted Living Facility, which was washed out by the Galena Flood. Performance are Thursday through Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and info, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.